Well, the super home buyer scheme was the centrepiece of the Liberal Party's official campaign launch, which happened in Brisbane yesterday. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, good morning. Scott Morrison says the policy will be a game changer. In political terms, will this be a winner for the coalition?
I think it'll be popular with some people, but if you're using game changer as in terms of the coalition's fortunes, I don't think it'll be that big a deal. I think it'll be bogged down in argument, and we've already seen that this morning. And it's like the Labor scheme to put some government money into people's housing that quickly became mired in argument. So I think that the political appeal will be limited by those factors. And also there was the admission by the minister that in the short term it would cause a bump in housing prices. She stressed it was the short term, but I think that's a big admission, and it goes to the criticism that economists and others are making of it.
Yes, that admission just a little earlier, Jane Hume here on RN Breakfast saying that it would, the house prices would go up, which is one of the criticisms. Labor has spent much of the campaign agreeing with coalition policies, but it has drawn a line over using superannuation for home deposits. With housing affordability such a hot button issue, is there a danger that Labor could end up being wedged on this?
No, not a big danger, I don't think, because of the fact that this policy is quite quickly being very widely contested. And I think Greg Combe just made a very relevant point. Really, the schemes that are being put forward by both sides of politics are going to the demand side. The real issue in housing policy that needs to be addressed is on the supply side. That is very much a state issue, but a federal government does need to find ways to encourage the states to move to get a greater supply of housing into the market. The solution is down that track rather than these sorts of schemes.
Now, Scott Morrison used the official launch to ask voters for another term because he's got a big plan. He's just warming up. The Prime Minister was also promising a better future. Lots of positive vibes from the Prime Minister.
Well, that's right. I think that he would know, though, that as things stand into this last week, he's in deep trouble. He's always the optimist. He's always the activist. And he'll fight this right to the end. Whether he can turn it around, well, we won't know for a few days, will we?
Do you think he can?
I think he faces a really uphill battle. But he's a man who believes in miracles, so let's not be definitive, but as we sit here today, it's a big, big hurdle for him to get over.
Sure is. Michelle Grattan, thank you. Chief Political Correspondent with The Guardian and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra, Michelle Grattan.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.